Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be diving into SIM card security.
Ooh,
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, I think a lot of us rely on SIM cards every day, but we don't often think about, how secure they actually are.
Yeah, it's one of those things that kind of fades into the background, right?
Yeah,
You just
totally.
kind of pop it in and forget about it.
Exactly. And so, we've been looking into this and we're really interested to understand, is it possible to have SIM-based attacks? Could somebody actually hack your phone through your SIM card?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's something that I think a lot of people don't really consider,
Right?
but it's a very real threat.
Yeah.
So to help us kind of unpack all of this, we've got a great source today, a research paper
Yeah.
from the 33rd Usenix Security Symposium.
And this is a fascinating paper. It describes a new software tool called Simurai. And essentially, what this tool does is it lets researchers emulate malicious SIM cards.
Wow.
So they can basically become ethical hackers, right?
No, that's
Yeah. Try to find these vulnerabilities before the bad guys do.
Yeah, get ahead of the game.
Yeah. So, to start off, I think it's important to kind of just step back and think about how much we rely on SIM cards,
Yeah,
right?
for sure.
I mean, they're not just in our smartphones, they're in like Internet of Things devices. I mean, they're everywhere.
Everywhere. And that's kind of what makes them such an interesting target, right?
Yay, hey.
Because it's like this one little point of access that has so much control.
Yeah, it's like this tiny little thing that we kind of take for granted,
Absolutely.
but it's a really powerful entry point to our devices.
It really is.
So, I mean, I think one of the things that I found really surprising in the paper was that, these hostile sims, they're not just science fiction, right? Like,
Right.
they talk about real-world scenarios where, you could be traveling and
Yeah.
you pop in a local SIM card.
You're on vacation.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
just want to get online.
Exactly. You're not thinking, is this SIM card going to hack my phone?
Exactly.
But they also talk about, like, supply chain attacks.
Wow.
Like, what if the SIM card itself is compromised before it even gets to you?
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, or even rogue mobile operators, like with remote access to your SIM card. I mean,
Yeah, it's a lot to
a
consider.
lot to consider. So let's break this down a little bit. Like, how could an attacker actually gain control of a SIM card? Like, what are the ways that they could do that?
So there's a few different ways, and I think it's worth kind of going through each of them.
Okay.
The first one you already mentioned, it's kind of the most obvious one, physical access.
Right.
If somebody can actually get their hands on your SIM card, they
Yeah.
could swap it out for a malicious one, or they could use a device called a SIM card interposer.
What is that?
Basically, it's like this little thing that sits between your SIM card and your phone's SIM reader,
Okay.
and it can intercept and manipulate the communication between the two.
So it's like a man in the middle attack, but for your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It sits right there and can kind of see everything that's going on.
That's so sneaky.
Yeah, it's really stealthy.
So that's physical access, but you also mentioned like supply chain attacks.
Right, so this is where the SIM card itself could be compromised before it even reaches you.
Right.
So this could happen during manufacturing or distribution.
So somebody working in the factory?
I was potentially, or somebody in the shipping process, yeah.
Wow.
And then the other thing you mentioned, remote attacks.
Right. This is where it starts to get really
Yeah, this is
like
where it gets a little
attack.
bit more sci-fi.
Yeah.
But some SIM cards actually have built-in remote administration features.
Really?
Yeah, and this allows mobile operators to manage them from afar.
Oh, okay.
But if a rogue operator or a hacker were to gain access to these features,
Right.
they could potentially install malicious software on your SIM card without you ever knowing.
Hold on. Are you saying my mobile carrier could, like, install stuff on my SIM card without my permission?
It's technically possible, yes. But it's important to note that most mobile operators have, security measures in place
Right.
to prevent this kind of thing from happening.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned software exploits.
Right?
Like, what are those all about?
So your SIM card, it has its own little operating system.
Okay.
And like any software, it can have vulnerabilities.
Right.
So if an attacker finds a weakness in that system, they could potentially exploit it
Okay.
and gain control of your SIM card.
So we've got physical attacks, supply chain attacks, remote attacks, and software exploits.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like SIM cards have like a giant target painted on them or something.
Pretty much.
So, okay, let's get back to Simurai.
Yeah.
This virtual lab, this tool that the researchers developed, like, how does that actually work?
So it's got two main parts to it.
Okay.
The first one is called SEVI WSIM, and that emulates the functionality of a real SIM card.
Oh.
So it's like a SIM card simulator. And then there's SYICC. And that simulates the underlying smart card environment that the SIM card depends on.
Okay, so they've got like both sides of it.
Exactly.
And the paper also mentions something called an I/O layer.
Right.
What is that? Like, what does that do?
That's kind of the magic sauce, right? Uh-huh. Because it allows Simrai to actually connect to a phone in a bunch of different ways for testing.
Okay.
So they can connect it directly to a physical device.
Okay.
They can create an emulated network.
Gotcha.
Or they can even communicate with baseband firmware that's running in an emulator.
Wow. So they've got like a lot of flexibility.
Tons of flexibility.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it such a powerful tool for finding these security flaws.
So they've got this virtual lab all set up.
Right.
What did they actually do with it? Like, what kind of research did they conduct?
Well, one of their key techniques was something called fuzzing.
Fuzzing?
Fuzzing, yeah. So basically, they're bombarding the emulated baseband firmware with deliberately malformed data. So think of it like throwing a whole bunch of junk at the system.
Okay.
And seeing if anything breaks.
Okay.
The goal is to trigger some kind of unexpected behavior.
Right.
That might reveal a vulnerability.
So they're trying to, like, break things in a controlled way.
Exactly. Break it before the bad guys do.
Yeah.
And they actually found some pretty significant stuff.
Really?
Yeah. They uncovered two high-severity vulnerabilities.
Okay.
That could potentially allow an attacker to take complete control of a phone's baseband processor.
And remind me, what's the baseband processor?
So it's the part of your phone that handles all the communication with the cellular network.
So this is not, like, just stealing your contact info, right? Like, what kind of damage could an attacker do if they got control of that?
That's a great question, and it kind of leads us into the next part of our conversation.
All right, well, we'll...
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, because...
Yeah, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty.
We're going to find out just how much damage somebody could actually do.
It gets pretty scary.
If an attacker gains control of the baseband processor, are we talking about listening in on calls?
Potentially, yeah.
Intercepting messages? Tracking location?
It's all on the table, unfortunately.
Wow. Even disabling cellular connectivity altogether.
That too.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it really underscores how vulnerable we are.
Yeah.
When we put so much trust in these little devices.
Right. These tiny little components.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for the future of SIM card security? Like, what needs to change?
Well, I think one thing's for sure. We can't just rely on securing individual components.
Okay.
It's like a chain, right?
Yeah.
The weakest link can compromise the whole thing.
Right.
We need to start thinking about security from a much broader perspective.
Okay.
Taking into account the hardware, the software, the networks, the users.
So a much bigger picture approach.
Exactly.
Okay. So what needs to change to make that happen?
Well, on the technical side.
Yeah.
We need to keep pushing for stronger baseband security.
Okay.
That means rigorous testing. Secure coding practices.
Yeah.
Maybe even a move toward more secure programming languages altogether.
Okay.
You mentioned that Google had patched some of those vulnerabilities.
Yeah, the ones from the research.
Right. But that's just two specific vulnerabilities.
Right.
There are likely many more out there.
Yeah.
And as we move toward things like 5G and beyond,
right,
that attack surface is only going to get bigger.
So it's like an ongoing battle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about fixing things as they break.
Right.
It's about designing more secure systems from the ground up.
And you mentioned earlier that mobile carriers, like, they have a lot of power when it comes to SIM cards.
A lot of power.
Right.
Potentially even the ability to install things remotely.
Yeah, that's a little concerning.
It is.
So what are they doing to protect us? Like, how can we be sure that our mobile carrier isn't going to install something malicious, or that hackers aren't going to get into their systems?
That's where transparency is key. Carriers need to implement really robust security measures.
Yeah.
Prevent unauthorized access.
Yeah.
And be upfront with customers about the risks and the steps they're taking.
Okay, so transparency is really important.
Absolutely.
So that we know what's going on.
Yeah, because it's hard to protect yourself if you don't even know what the threats are.
Right, exactly.
But there are things that individuals can do as well.
Okay, besides just being more aware, like, what are some practical steps?
Well, first off, be cautious about using unfamiliar SIM cards.
Okay.
Especially in foreign countries.
Oh, so that travel tip about getting a local SIM card?
Yeah. Maybe think twice about that.
Yeah.
Weigh the convenience against the risks.
Okay.
And if you do use a local SIM, make sure it's from a reputable provider.
Okay.
Pay close attention to any unusual activity on your phone.
Okay, good advice.
Keep your phone's software up to date.
Right, because updates often include security patches.
Exactly.
Okay, so updates are a must.
Definitely. Be wary of clicking links in text messages or emails.
Right, phishing scams.
Exactly. Those are often designed to steal your information.
Okay.
And consider using a strong password or PIN to lock your SIM card.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, it adds an extra layer of protection if your phone is lost or stolen.
Okay, so being informed and proactive.
Exactly.
But we've talked about the technical side. We've talked about what individuals can do. But this also has, like, broader societal implications, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just about somebody stealing your data.
Right.
What are some of those bigger picture concerns?
Well, as these SIM-based attacks get more sophisticated, they could be used for much more targeted attacks.
Okay.
Imagine a hacker gaining control of SIM cards belonging to government officials.
Oh, wow.
Business executives, people with access to sensitive information.
Yeah.
They could listen in on conversations, steal data, even disrupt critical infrastructure.
So we're talking like nation-state level attacks here.
Potentially, yeah.
Wow.
It's a serious concern.
Yeah.
And it's not just governments or organized crime.
Right.
As these tools become more accessible,
yeah,
we could see them being used by individuals.
Right, for personal gain or
Revenge, yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just for kicks.
Wow. So it's like any technology, right?
Yeah.
It can be used for good or for bad.
Exactly.
And it seems like we're just scratching the surface of the potential consequences here.
I think so.
Yeah.
As SIM card technology keeps evolving, we need to be thinking about the ethical and societal implications.
Right. Not just the technical stuff.
Exactly. We need to be having conversations about privacy, security, trust.
Yeah.
Who has access to our SIM card data?
Right.
How is it being used?
Yeah.
What are the consequences of misuse?
Those are some big questions.
They are, but they're questions we can't afford to ignore.
You're right. The stakes are high.
Very high.
It's been really eye-opening diving into this topic.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area.
I'm definitely going to be thinking about my SIM card in a whole new light now.
I think we all should be. Awareness is the first step towards better security.
That's true.
Now that we understand the risks, let's move on to potential solutions.
Okay.
Strategies for a more secure future.
Sounds good. Join us for the final part of our deep dive into SIM card security.
Yeah, we'll delve into what's being done.
Exactly, and what the future might hold.
Okay, so we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive uncovering some pretty serious vulnerabilities in SIM cards. I mean, from rogue mobile operators to malicious applets, it's enough to make you want to ditch your phone and, you know, just live off the grid.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But before we go full hermit mode, I think it's important to talk about solutions, right?
Absolutely.
Like, is there any hope for securing these tiny but really crucial components?
Definitely. There's a lot of interesting research and development happening right now. One of the most straightforward approaches is disabling the processing of those proactive commands in the phone's baseband.
Right, those hidden commands that attackers can use. So we'd basically be limiting the SIM card to just like a file system and an authentication tool.
Exactly.
It's kind of a trade-off, right? Because you're impacting some of the legitimate uses of those commands.
Right.
But it shrinks that attack surface significantly.
Okay, so it's kind of like locking down your house. You might not be able to get in and out as easily,
yeah,
but it makes it a lot harder for burglars to break in.
That's a great analogy. And another interesting approach is debloating the baseband firmware.
Debloating?
Yeah. Because it turns out there's a lot of code in there for features that are like never actually used by the phone.
So it's like having all these extra rooms in your house that you never go into.
Right.
And each one could be a potential hiding place for, like, something bad.
Exactly. You're getting the hang of this. And getting rid of that unused code not only reduces the attack surface, but it can actually improve performance and battery life.
So it's like less clutter, more efficiency, and a safer phone.
I exactly.
Mean, who wouldn't want that?
Win, win, win.
So it seems like, though, this isn't something that, like, users can do themselves, right? Like,
right. This requires phone manufacturers and carriers to kind of step up.
Right. Okay. So we talked about Google patching those vulnerabilities that were uncovered by the research. Are they doing anything else to improve SIM card security?
Yeah, they've actually been pretty proactive.
Mm.
They're pushing for more secure coding practices and better tools within the Android ecosystem. And they've also been working on hardening firmware across, you know, a whole range of devices.
So they're not just like fixing their own bugs, but they're trying to raise the bar for the whole industry.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of leadership is really what we need. It takes, you know, a village, right?
Yeah, we need collaboration.
Absolutely.
To really tackle this. Okay, so what about things that we can do as individuals besides just being more aware? Are there like any tools or technologies that can help protect us?
There are some really cool developments happening. One of them is called secure element-based solutions.
Secure element.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, it's storing sensitive data, like encryption keys, on a separate tamper-resistant chip.
So it's like having a separate vault in your house for like your most valuable possession.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It isolates that data from the main processor, from the operating system. Mm-hmm. So even if an attacker manages to like compromise the phone itself,
right,
that data is still protected.
Okay. That sounds pretty secure. Are these secure elements something that's like readily available?
Some phones already have them built in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see them become much more common in the future.
Okay, good to know. Anything else on the horizon that could help?
Yeah, there's a lot of really interesting research into more secure communication protocols.
Okay.
You know, protocols that are specifically designed to resist attacks that might originate from like a malicious SIM card.
Oh, wow.
One example is the Secure SIM Scheme.
Okay.
Which proposes a much, much more secure way for phones and SIM cards to communicate.
So it seems like there's kind of a multi-layered approach to SIM card security in the works.
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to remember security is not like a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey.
You're always going to have to.
Technology evolves. The threats evolve.
Right.
We have to constantly adapt and innovate to stay ahead.
So if our listeners take away one thing from this deep dive, what should it be?
I think it's that SIM card security is no longer just this niche concern for like security experts.
Right.
It's something we all need to be thinking about.
Yeah.
Our lives are just becoming more and more reliant on mobile devices, so the stakes are just higher than ever.
Definitely. And I think that's been clear from everything we've talked about today.
Absolutely.
Where can our listeners go if they want to learn more about this?
Well, the Simrai research paper, the source code, it's all publicly available online.
Okay.
That's a great place to start. There are also some excellent resources from organizations like the GSM Association, the GSMA,
okay,
and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST.
Awesome. We'll include links to those in the show notes.
Perfect.
Well, I think that brings our deep dive into the world of SIM card security to a close. It's been fascinating, definitely a little unnerving at times, but ultimately I think I feel more empowered now, you know, knowing more about the risks and what can be done to protect myself.
I agree. Knowledge is power.
Totally. Well, a big thank you to you for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all of our listeners, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay secure. Until next time.